Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, August 14th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Hudson Volcano. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that navigates the fascinating world of knowledge, one article at a time. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the fiery heart of nature, focusing on the Hudson Volcano. This volcano, part of one of Earth's most awe-inspiring natural wonders, is both a geological marvel and a reminder of our planet's dynamic history. Now, when you think of volcanoes, what comes to mind? Perhaps grand eruptions, molten lava flows, or stunning landscapes formed from billions of years of geological activity. While these are all true, they only scratch the surface of what a volcano like Hudson represents. Situated in the remote beauty of the Andes in South America, the Hudson Volcano is not merely a mountain spewing lava, it is a pivotal component of its ecosystem and a significant aspect of our geological narrative. Located within Chile's pristine landscapes, the Hudson Volcano has an elevation of about 1,900 meters and is part of a fascinating geological setting known as the Patagonian Volcanic Zone. This region is characterized by a concentration of explosive volcanic activity dating back to the Miocene epoch, around 10 million years ago. Isn't it incredible to think about how these formations have been shaping the landscape for millions of years? The Hudson Volcano itself has a rich history, with its last major eruption occurring in 1991. This eruption was particularly notable as it impacted not only the immediate surroundings, but also contributed to significant ash fallout that traveled great distances. The ash clouds affected air traffic and caused health concerns in nearby towns. Think about that for a moment. One eruption can disrupt lives, economies, and even weather patterns. Now let's talk about the geology, as it provides fascinating insight into how our planet operates. The Hudson Volcano, like many others in the Andes, is classified as a stratovolcano. This means it's built from multiple layers of hardened lava, tephra, pumice, and ash, resulting in a conical shape that is iconic for many volcanic systems. The eruptions can be incredibly explosive due to the viscosity of the magma, which tends to trap gases, leading to powerful eruptions. This is something many might not consider when imagining a volcano. It's not just a pretty landscape, it's a volatile system that can wake up at any moment. As someone interested in technology and ethics, I can't help but draw parallels between the lessons learned from volcanoes like Hudson and our own societal issues. For example, think about how early warning systems for eruptions have evolved with technology. Scientists today can use a combination of satellite data, seismology, and gas emissions to predict volcanic activity, potentially saving thousands of lives. This intersection of nature and technology presents us with ethical questions around preparedness and how we can better protect vulnerable communities. Are we doing enough to invest in this technology? What responsibilities do we have as a society to support research in this area? An intriguing aspect to consider is the impact of volcanic eruptions on the local environment. While the immediate aftermath often seems catastrophic, these eruptions can also enrich the soil, making it more fertile and conducive to agriculture. In areas surrounding Hudson, this has helped local farmers turn ash fall into agricultural benefits, showcasing an intriguing cycle of destruction and regeneration. It's a remarkable example of nature's resilience and ability to recover, which leads me to wonder, what other lessons can we learn from such natural events? The cultural significance of the Hudson Volcano also merits attention. Indigenous communities have lived in its shadow for centuries, incorporating it into their stories, legends, and livelihoods. The respect for its power reflects a broader relationship many cultures have with nature, as something to be revered rather than conquered. This duality of fear and respect is something we often grapple with in the context of modern life, where we are continuously pushing boundaries, but must also navigate our understanding of the natural world. Now, imagine standing before the Hudson Volcano, gazing up at its towering presence and feeling the rumble beneath your feet. What feelings might arise in you? Awe? Fear? A sense of humility in the face of nature's grandeur? Consider this. How often do we stop and appreciate the raw, untamed beauty of our planet, especially in an age dominated by technology and urban landscapes? As we reach the end of our exploration of Hudson Volcano, let's reflect on the interconnectedness of our lives with natural systems. Take a moment to think about how climate change, technological advancement, and natural disasters all intertwine. We have the power to influence these dynamics through our choices. Each step we take can contribute to the preservation or alteration of these magnificent natural features. In closing, I urge you to connect with the Earth, engage with its stories, and respect the forces that shape our landscapes. After all, the Hudson Volcano isn't just a geological feature. It's a testament to both the power and fragility of our planet. Thank you for joining me today on this journey through the world of the Hudson Volcano. I encourage you to dive deeper into this article on Wikipedia or explore related topics about volcanoes, geology, and environmental consciousness. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Hudson Volcano. Thanks for listening. See you next time.